Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zary, and I'm joined by the one, the only, the innovator of IPAs, Rich Stambolian.
The innovator of IPAs. I wish I was a brewer. I feel like that opportunity is long
Brewmaster?
Gone. Yeah, I have no patience.
Oh, is that the problem? You just want instant results?
I just want beer. You know what? You know what's great? Going to the brewery and buying beer.
Way better.
Way better than sitting there and mushing hops in my hands and, you know. You got to step on a bunch of hops, right? It's like how they make
that's
wine.
That's how you do it. Yeah, it's like you just step on pointy hops. Guys, we have a ton of stories to discuss. Obviously, the big story here, CM Punk's return to AEW.
Wow.
Rich and I were teasing this for weeks on end.
Mm-hmm.
So we will. I will go down the timeline of things that I knew. I mean, obviously, it's not official yet, and everything could change, right? We know that. But listen, I'm going to lean heavy towards this, that it's happening. I'm leaning much heavier than some other people. I know that Dave was saying, like, it's never official until it happens, and he's absolutely right. You guys should listen to Dave's show with Garrett from this morning on Observer. Good job there. And they kind of broke this down also, but I have a couple things to add to this. Rich, how do we start this? Let's go through this.
Let's just start at the beginning here. So biggest news of the week, I was teasing before
guide
when
me.
I said...
Guide me through this.
I'm going to guide you through. You're going to hold my hand. Yeah. We're going to go to a different plane of wrestling existence. I was being facetious when I said nothing happened this week. So as per Fightful and Andrew, a collaborative effort, CM Punk's return has been tentatively planned by AEW... And he recently said he is willing to return. Dax has been saying it for a while on his podcast. You know, that headline has been making the rounds. Listen, great, right? Controversy equals cash. As a fan, I guess I want to see the guy back. You know, as a person, I want all sides to be happy. You know, what do you make of this situation, Andrew?
From the beginning of this whole saga from last year, I stuck to what I was always told, and it's if they could make this work, they will make it work.
Right.
There's too much money. There's too much on the line here. You know, a lot of this is beyond just CM Punk and the Bucks and everything. Right?
Oh, yeah.
This is, you know, the industry is constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy, you have a top tier star that was created, you know, in the 2000s. We're in this era now. We're beyond those 80s and 90s guys. We're now in the 2000s. He has a big name. He has a drawing ability.
Yeah.
He has a marketability that's astronomical in wrestling. Why would you not try to make it work? A lot of important stuff is happening in the industry this year. Obviously, Endeavor and WWE merging. It's going to become a very different company over time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not saying that your creative is going to change or Vince is back... But overall, when you merge with another company, it's a new identity, and they are going to adapt and become. You know, a lot of the part is the talent agency aspect to Endeavor that has such a reach. So WWE is going to be indefinitely changed and become something even bigger than it is.
Yeah, I think we got a hint of that at this year's WrestleMania too.
Yeah,
you know,
big
especially
time.
Like you know, we were talking about how it's like as great as the show was, it was a completely different spectacle than what we're used to.
Yeah, the other, you know, like it's William Morris, right? MG, WMA,
I'm sorry?
Endeavor.
Not paying attention.
WMA. Yeah. Okay, so it's part of Endeavor, William Morris Agency. WME. I'm sorry, WME. This is a big connection for them. This is a huge roster of musicians, comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Voiceover artists, actors. I mean, just look at the list that they have.
It's quite the reach.
Huge reach. So when you look at how this changes, and also the talent will most likely get signed to William Morris. And
right.
Now you got lifelong entertainers, not pro wrestlers.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you're getting the seeds of that, too, because like they're already hinting at the Roman Reigns stuff branching out outside of wrestling.
Absolutely. So when you look at AEW, how do you compete with something on that global level? It's very difficult. They are number two. They will be number two indefinitely for a very, very long time unless something changes. However, you have an opportunity to do something very big here. Why would you leave that money on the table? And I think all these guys, listen, at the end of the day, we all know these are all millionaires. And Tony's possibly a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this unique opportunity to create a very unique moment in the history of professional wrestling. They did it with Punk coming back, and we saw the results. He was very impactful for that company. Unfortunately, he got injured a bunch of times, and then the scrum thing happened. But listen, I'm not interjecting my personal opinion on this, because if you want my personal opinion, I'm always what will make us the most money and what will bring success to the company.
Right.
My personal opinion on CM Punk or Tony, if I'm working there, has nothing to do with the business.
Right.
Has nothing to do with making money. So you have this opportunity. Whatever happened at that scrum, which was insanity, whatever happened in that locker room, which was insanity, happened. And now you need to get over it a year, a half a year later.
Exactly.
So with that said, this is happening. I'll go through the, let me pull the notes here. Okay. Let's go through the timeline of events. A while ago, I cannot remember, MG, I'm sure could pull it up. I was told that there is a Saturday show in the works for AEW. Originally, when I asked why, because I was thinking, I'm like, okay, you know what? You could put it on a Saturday. You could do Ring of Honor. It is not a Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, Warner was not interested in a Ring of Honor product at that moment when they were working. I know that the conversation happened. I know that they did. They weren't. Maybe not interested is not the right word, but they weren't going to put on a Ring of Honor show.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's a contract year. They're working a contract. Obvious reasons why this wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So now, and then I was told it was going to be like an hour show. And I asked why. Okay, sorry. My dog is losing his mind. I'm looking at the time.
My stomach growling.
That's his stomach growling. By the way, cheers.
Cheers.
Listen, we're having a old school Mad Men episode where I'm having a little bit of beer. I'm having a little bit of Lagunitas.
It's your third one, though.
I was there. I went there. I went to Lagunitas.
Did you?
Yeah. They're in where Leah Laporte is, MG.
Yeah, Petaluma.
Petaluma, California.
Yeah, beautiful place. So when I asked, like, what is the concept here, I was told it's to get more exposure for guys that are not on TV as much as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, Takeshita, right? You got guys like Takeshita over there. You got a very deep roster.
Let's say like an Eddie Kingston, a Takeshita.
Eddie Kingston,
Commander.
A Takeshita, Commander, Roosh. Yeah. Okay.
Miro.
Kip Sabian. Like all a bunch Sabian, of guys.
A bunch of those guys to get more exposure. Yeah. And I'm like, the way I heard it initially was that it was going to be like a C show.
Okay.
Okay. B show, C show, whatever you want to call it. No insult to talent.
D show, E show, because there's a lot. Yeah.
There's a lot. No insult to talent, obviously, but
can I interject something real quick?
Yeah.
So, you know, you were saying like it's WWE is primed to become an even more entertainment monster, with the keyword being entertainment, right? Do you think at this point Tony needs to shift away from the original inception of AEW, which was sports based, kind of in line with his sports franchises? Because it is a sports-based presentation, you know? That's the major difference visually.
I think they got to get careful. Because here's what happens. You will never be able... I shouldn't say that. You are not going to be able to pull off the WWE look and product without looking like you are just a replica or a poor copy of what they are doing. We saw that happen with Impact, right? It lost all of its charm.
Right.
And I'm not talking about that stupid six-sided ring that I absolutely hate.
I love the six-sided.
You know, that is why I never watched it. I watched some of it.
You were like, one too many sides, can't deal with shapes.
I can't deal with
not a fan of geometry.
No. Squares. I like squares. I like triangles. Mm-hmm. I like rectangles and circles.
And cubes.
I love cubes.
If you put a cage on a ring, you get
love
a cube there.
Love a cube.
No hexagons.
Yeah. No hexagons. God forbid. So I'm like, okay, they're going to put on another show. And then there was like conversation that maybe they could do a 6 o'clock show, because remember, 8 o'clock, that's prime time. There's a lot of sports you're competing with. There's a lot of stuff you're competing with. Mm-hmm. Also, I looked at I had a conversation with Brandon Thurston weeks ago over this time slot, and Brandon sent over just like rating numbers, you know, like what's going on over there? I'm lower in MG.
I think he's in a jacuzzi.
He's in a jacuzzi?
Yeah.
hexagons scare me too, Andrew. See, I'm not alone here.
You're talking to Brandon.
I was talking to Brandon, and, you know, he sent over, like, the numbers, like, the ratings that they've done in those time slots on TBS and TNT, and one was abysmal, and it did not track whatsoever for ratings, and the other was very high. So I was thinking, I'm like, well, if they do it, they would have to put on TBS, where there isn't much going on at that time.
Yeah.
But then the story, then I'm like, something's changing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing something's different here.
Mm-hmm.
Then the CM Punk conversation happens.
Fascinating. Side question. Yeah. When you talk to Brandon about numbers, do you hit him up like real horny?
Oh, yeah. So bad.
Do you pay? No, are you like, dude, I'll give you $500 for some numbers right now?
It's like it's a token transaction. Oh, just not numbers. Money, tokens. I just tip them in tokens.
Just let me see your numbers, man.
Just show me your numbers. Yeah. Talk to me about that 18 to 34.
Oh, hold on. I got to get comfortable.
So, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, you know what? It only makes sense for certain things. Now, the 8 o'clock. Okay. So we'll go into what now we know, right?
Yeah.
It is not a C show. This is an A show. A B show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There obviously is a group of people that do not want to work with CM Punk.
Wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
A1. That's what I was told. A1/B. Okay. Thank you, Joel. Because I think I told Joel A1.
Just like the steak sauce.
Just like the steak sauce. So, you know, there's a lot of chatter. And a lot of us talk, you know, like we all talk.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you know, you kind of piece this together and you're like, okay, I'm not the only one hearing this.
Right.
This isn't from one source. Right. This isn't one person. But it was too early for me to come out and say, hey, this is happening. Cause I also don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah. You don't want
to
blow it.
I'm not, listen, guys, I'm a media guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do the show. I'm not looking to do exposés on people.
I think I should. I think you should.
Yeah. Joel Pearl's the first one.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of dirt on you, Joe.
Joel Pearl's first. You know who's next? Brian Cage.
Uh-oh.
A little too Wolverine-y for me.
It's just specifically about his
I want to know about his Wolverine likingness. Because I'm a big Wolverine fan.
Yeah.
Two, French Tony Khan. I don't think that mustache is real. So
maybe he'll show up later.
Maybe he will. So now I'm being told it's an A1 show. It may be 2 hours. So here is what I understand.
The puzzle pieces are dropping at this point.
This show looks to be starting, and I'm going to pick the date here, on June 16th, 17th? June 17th, okay?
Okay.
In Chicago.
That's a Saturday night.
Wintrust Arena, okay?
Yeah.
Saturday night show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing it's a 2-hour show from 8 to 10 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do this? Because there's a lot of NBA. There's a lot of sports. It's not an easy time slot to be on, prime time on Saturday. You also have UFC. You have WWE pay-per-views. You have other sporting stuff. They might get preempted.
Everything. You got Netflix. You got Amazon. You got stuff that you want to watch.
You know,
and you're not concerned about.
They may be preempted some days. I don't know. That's me interjecting, you know, based on seeing how this works. I also believe this is going to be on TNT.
Oh, great.
Multiple people I spoke to said probably TNT. So that makes it even harder.
Mm-hmm.
So just to interject something real quick. That's the week after the NBA Finals, I do believe.
Yes, it is the week after the NBA Finals, which is a much easier time to be in.
Right. So that's what they're trying to avoid the NBA altogether, at least.
Yeah but you're not going to be able to do that when the NBA is running.
Right.
You're playing all those games, right, MG?
Yeah, he's playing NBA Live 96, and he makes himself in it, and he puts his stats at like 100.
I think he meant it's the finals on whatever 2K he's playing. I'm doing real good this season.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You now have some very strange things going on with the time slot. So why add another show?
Right.
You got 2 hours of Rampage, 2 hours of Dynamite. You got an hour of Rampage. You got Battle of the Belts that happens also.
Right.
You also have the Saturday show. Then you got a Sunday pay-per-view, except for the November pay-per-view. That's on Saturday. So many moving parts here, right?
It's really interesting.
Because there are certain people that will not work with CM Punk.
Okay. That is fascinating.
I'm not Now, I don't know if the conversation started because they had Punk and they're like, okay, we got to figure this out. So they went to Warner with this, or it kind of manifested over time. They were going to do another show. This was up for, you know, something for them. They were discussing it, and the CM Punk stuff, the opportunity came.
Wild.
Right? Okay. I don't know. I don't know that piece.
You don't know what it's going to be called, right?
I do know what it's going to be called.
Really?
Collision.
Is that really?
Yeah.
They should have gone with Explosion.
If
you have a show called Dynamite, have a show called Explosion.
Well, it was, I mean, unfortunately, it was supposed to be on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. The Dynamite, Tuesday Night Dynamite, TNT.
Right.
So, but it still works.
They should have called, if they're doing a whole show dedicated to CM Punk, they should call it AEW Phil.
AEW, I mean, it seems like it's going to be AEW Phil.
AEW GTS.
So we now know this is most likely happening.
Mm-hmm.
Not June 21st. Is it June 21st episode? This week's Dynamite, it was announced that the June 21st episode was also announced at Wintrust. Excuse me, hold on. I'm off here. What are you talking about, MG? Am I wrong in my notes?
No, you're not. It's they announced on Dynamite that they're going back to Wintrust Arena on the 21st of June.
But not on the 16th, not on the other date, the 17th?
Right. So whatever they're doing, that's on a Wednesday. That's on Dynamite. So
okay, maybe I'm wrong on that date then. Don't hold me to it, but I believe I heard it was June.
Okay, it very well could be. I'm just saying that's the date they're going back is actually a Dynamite show. So
what are you gonna do? You gonna do a Saturday show in the same building and then go back on Dynamite?
Yeah, why not?
It'll happen.
If you're in Chicago, maybe I'm wrong here.
Okay? Chicago is a hot wrestling city. It'll happen.
Now I'm very confused by this because I had something else in my notes. But yeah, thanks, I'll check on that. Either way, I heard it's June. I heard the announcement's coming in mid-May.
Yeah.
I believe the upfronts are happening. Yeah. So that would be a good time to do it. I would imagine that would be the best time to do it. So probably mid-May, you'll get this announcement. I don't know if Punk will be announced for that, but I mean, listen,
Punk is the GM. Do you think that's it?
Punk's the GM?
As a wrestling fan, we are conditioned to fear two words: roster split and draft. Right, and this as a fan, you're kind of like dreading it because you're like, oh, what's happening? So on one show, ostensibly, you're gonna have Punk, FTR. And like all the guys that Punk okays to work with, like when you're a celebrity and you have to do a chemistry test for a movie, right? And let's say it's Robert De Niro and Andrew Zarian, and you have a scene with Robert De Niro or say Al Pacino, and then Al Pacino turns around and says like, "Nah, doesn't work for me."
Yeah,
put him in a different thing. You know, do you think Punk has that power?
I think he's
got that stroke at this point where Tony Khan's like, hey, what about this guy, and this guy?
No, I think Punk is being very humble.
Okay.
From I know that he really wants to make this work. I from what I have been told, I think he realizes what an absurd moment this was for them. And, you know, part of the thing is, you know, he really, maybe it's not a Wintrust on that day. Let me pull back on this, okay? But it is, I do know that it is, I believe it's that weekend. It could be Wintrust. I don't. You know. Yeah, I know it's Chicago,
right?
So unless they do now, they could do now. They could do. I don't think they're going to do United Center on that day. There's so many different things they could do.
A lot of Chicago stuff.
I have a date for you if you want a date.
Yeah.
The upfront week is a month 17th, from now.
17th, 18th?
The 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's on Wednesday the 17th. It's Warner Brothers Discovery's upfront. So
there
I'm
you go.
Sure, whatever you know is all going to be confirmed then.
Most likely, yeah.
Would be my guess. Yeah.
I from what I know, he really wants to make this work. And he is, listen, you could say whatever you want about the guy, right? You could say that he's a rash and he's a hot or whatever. But at the end of the day, he knows the importance of the wrestling business,
business,
the success of AEW, and how important this is for the entire industry.
Absolutely.
And if listen, I'm putting out a scenario, but let's say the Punk never comes back, right? And he's left with this crazy ending to this career.
Yeah. Right?
And AEW goes away in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He will be the pivotal moment that company fell apart.
Fascinating.
Right? That's what people... I'm not saying that is the truth. I'm saying that is what people will point at and be like, this was it. This was the moment that everything changed there. he doesn't want that. Tony doesn't want that. Nobody wants that.
I don't think anybody wants that. Yeah.
I don't think the Bucks want that. Nobody wants that. So now.
Still a new company. Still a new company.
Still a very new company.
You know? A lot of these, I attribute all this stuff to still growing pains. You know, it's not like, you know, people have associated a little bit of this with WCW, you know, with the talent making the rules, but I don't think that's the case here. I think this is a very interesting situation, to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're getting transparent information from it, which is wild.
You're getting what?
Transparent information for it.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of wild, you know?
I think sometimes people leak stuff because they want it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard these same things from so many different avenues at this point.
Right.
It's not like one sort. It's not like the guy I know or the girl I know or the company mm-hmm. that I'm talking to. You know, it's mm-hmm. nothing like that. It's more everybody's now talking.
Right.
You know, I've had conversations with other people that cover this. I spoke to Sean, you know, and he had the same exact information that I had.
Sean Waltman,
Xbox. Yeah. And then you're just saying suck it over and over and over again. I don't know. Poor Sean, man. He lost his dog, Sean Waltman. And I know he was very close to that dog. It was good for him. And he just got another puppy. So
very
good
cute
for
dog.
Sean Waltman.
Yeah.
Love Xbox. Xbox was supposed to come into this house. WrestleMania weekend when they were in New York, WrestleMania 29.
Mm-hmm.
I had Dr. Tom Pritchard here.
Yeah, oh, I remember that.
I did a show
that.
With Dr. Tom.
I remember that.
And it was the strangest thing in the world because...
He rented the studio.
Yeah, they rented the studio. I think it was WrestleZone rented a studio, and then I ended up hosting it.
Yeah. Yeah,
X-Pac was supposed to come. He never came, but Dr. Tom did, and then I just hung out in the living room playing with my dog
mm-hmm.
and just, like, bullshitting with him.
Hysterical.
What a crazy moment. We were just sitting on the floor talking about wrestling. It was unbelievable.
Was it a sleepover?
Yeah, it was a slumber party, Dr. Tom. And then he was doing this a lot with his hair.
Oh, did that drive you crazy?
Drove me nuts. He has dry scalp. What do you want? You know?
How do you prevent dry scalp, Andrew?
I don't have dry scalp.
So I'm saying, in general. How do you prevent dry scalp?
I can't talk about it.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Got that trade secret.
Yeah, trade secret.
I like how you immediately got defensive, too. You were like, I don't have dry scalp.
I don't know.
Who the fuck said I had dry scalp?
It's a piece, dude. It's right off. Doesn't allow any room. So it was also reported that he is willing to work with members of the Elite, but I don't believe they are willing to work with him.
This is weird. This is also weird too. We talked about this briefly yesterday on the phone, just you and I together. And again, it goes back to like, listen, you can get as excited as you want about this stuff as a fan, but at the end of the day, it's millionaires throwing hissy fits at each other. And I find this completely
wild.
Here's
a millionaire.
There we go.
That guy's a millionaire.
And he throws a lot of hissy fits too. You guys have no idea what the demands this guy makes on a daily basis.
All right. Where are we now? I'm trying to go down these notes.
You were saying that the Elite does not, for the most part, does not want to wrestle CM Punk or be in the same building or whatever nonsense
there's
is happening.
There's
with
something
these
going
people.
On there. There's something going on there with them. I don't, you know, I would say that if anybody were willing to work with him more, I thought it would have been Kenny.
Right.
You know, it would have probably been Kenny. I don't know if that's true now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a little bit of a logistical issue, you know, how you're going to deal with these people in the same building on pay-per-views and whatever. So it is what it is. So now what they're going to do, the people that are going to work with Punk, they're going to do somewhat of a soft split. I don't know what exactly that means with the roster. Mm-hmm. The roster's very deep.
And it's a thick roster anyway.
It's a very thick roster. And you got Ring of Honor. And it's a lot. It's a lot of moving parts here. So I don't necessarily know how they're going to do this, if people are going to go over from one brand and they're going to flip. Like, I don't think Warner would want CM Punk only on a Saturday. I think they're going to want him on Dynamite also, or Rampage, or whatever.
Right.
So, I think what they'll do is they'll probably rotate top talent.
Which they've been doing regularly on Dynamite, so it kind of works into that system anyway.
It kind of works in the system. So, Dave said, and I heard the same exact thing, CM Punk, Tony Khan, Chris Jericho, and FTR... and maybe somebody else are having a meeting. So hold on. I don't know why people knock at my door when the door is closed. So they're having a meeting.
Okay.
I don't think this is like a let bygones be bygones meeting. I think this is to set up the program.
Let's see what we can do.
Right? And it looks like it's probably going to be Punk and Jericho doing something.
I'm okay with that.
Listen, Jericho got in the middle of this whole thing, right? Yeah. Early on.
You know why, though?
You know, of course. Yeah. You know, he knows where the money is. Yeah. He knows where the...
He knows exactly where to stand.
You know, like, exactly. He's another very smart business guy. You don't make absolutely. It that far in wrestling. You don't have the success that you have in wrestling if you're not a really smart guy. And Chris is a very smart guy, and he knows the deal, and... There's a meeting now with FTR and Punk and Tony and Chris and so, I don't know who else.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it playing out in multiple ways. You could have, you know, Chris Jericho and his crew facing Punk and FTR.
Sure.
You do something there. Now you have a singles match between Punk and Jericho. And then you go off and you do whatever you're doing after that.
That was honestly one of my favorite feuds in wrestling. Jericho and Punk, yeah. When they did the drinking thing. Smashed like the whiskey bottle over his head.
They didn't work in AEW together, did they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Either. But listen, those promos are going to be great. Like, you know, they're going to pull out great matches. I think, why not? You know, like on one end, fine. Like on Punk's end, why not curate the matches you're going to have, right? And you know who would be a great addition to like that show?
Oh.
Darby Allin, Sting.
Yeah, sure.
FTR. Like all your Brett guys.
You think it's going to be all the Brett guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like all the Brett guys.
Man,
Hobbs.
I logistically, I don't know how they'll pull this off, but this is, at this moment, Punk is coming back. He's most likely showing up in June. You have that. I don't know if he wrestles at Forbidden Door. I don't know what they would want to do with him at Forbidden Door.
Here's another question for you. And this is far down the line of this, too. The impetus is getting a show pretty much dedicated to CM Punk, right? Or a show surrounding Punk, using him as the catalyst,
I think I would say that's how it's being presented. I don't know if it's that, if that's the truth, because I don't think it's to... Listen, man, it's an opportunity to get two more hours, right?
Right.
And if I'm Tony, I'm going to say, you know, I am going to push CM Punk for this because... It's a new show, and there's more money that comes with this. And it's a contract year. So now you're in bed with your content partner for 5 hours a week. That's a lot.
Now, do you get, and this is, again, like future fanboy stuff, and also like logistically, if this stuff all plays out, it makes me think that they're going to have their own belt also.
That is something I cannot confirm.
If you're keeping those rosters like almost separate, right, or doing like some weird time stuff or keeping talent separate, you know, you're doing a brand new show, you can have the AEW to the world title and then unveil what, like an AEW like Dynamite title?
No, you could take that international title and put it there. You could mm-hmm. have, you know, they already have a lot of titles.
TBS title.
You have the TBS, you have the TNT, you got the international. You got the world. I think they could end up positioning that international title as something else and make it a different title rather than it being, you know, like the mid-card title. There's a lot that you could do here.
Now, in your opinion as an analyst,
yes.
Here's another question that I have for you. So, do you consider this Tony Khan still world-building his new product? It's still in its infancy, right? Is he world-building at this point, or is everything getting muddled? Because what's the number one question we almost get every single week from a lot of different people? What's happening with Ring of Honor?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem here. Mm-hmm. You know, is now with this Saturday show, do you need Ring of Honor?
Right. See, like, is it world building? Is this going to be like his version of like what Vince did with the territories, where you're going to have Dynamite, 2 hour Dynamite on one night. You're going to have Dark and Elevation. You're going to have Rampage. You're going to have 2 hours of Collision. And then you're going to have like another show on TV or an online exclusive Ring of Honor?
I guess if you, well, you could look at it this way, right? Mm-hmm. Dynamite is Raw or whatever you want. Let's say Raw.
Yeah.
Rampage, I would say, would be probably like a Sunday Night Heat at this point.
Okay.
By the way, Dave and Garrett did the show today, and Garrett goes, "Did you write in the Observer that it was Sunday Night Heat?
Mm-hmm.
That it's like," and he's like, "No, I didn't. I drew that comparison. It was me, Garrett.
Yeah.
I said it. You can make it into like a Sunday Night Heat where you have one cool match. You know, you have one unique match, and mm-hmm. the rest is just story building. You have your 2 hour SmackDown, which is their Collision show." You also have your Velocity, which is dark, and then you have your Jacked or whatever the show was, whatever, Main Event, whatever you want to call it.
Livewire.
As another show. You know, they have a lot of properties that they're building, and then you turn Ring of Honor into NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I've always stood by that. You need a program that people would want to watch that has some sort of legacy in wrestling. You have, you know, you can move some guys there that are maybe, like Takeshita, could be a great Ring of Honor star for them.
Agreed.
And he occasionally does Dynamite. You could have some veterans that go there that really, you know, they could just do something with the younger guys.
I feel
and
like
you have an internal system.
But Claudio is that perfect crossover.
Claudio's a great crossover, absolutely. Claudio's a great crossover. And if he's happy just staying there and doing that, and then coming back and doing, you know, whatever with the with Moxley, that's great too. Yeah. You know, you have a lot of opportunities here. And the Saturday show kind of plays into this. You know, it's amazing how the conversation shifted from Ring of Honor getting a TV time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told that, yeah, they're not going to allocate any more time. And now we're, you know, we're in a whole different conversation about essentially another two-hour A program.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, you going back to what you were talking about, CM Punk and the Elite not working together, or not wanting to work together.
I think they will work together eventually. Yeah, that's my own personal thing.
Yeah. So my question is, what are they going to do about pay-per-views then? Because obviously they're going to have to be in the same building. Are they going to schedule their matches completely at different times in the show and have them at different ends of the building? Or it just feels like they're going to have to work this out.
They're
going to
have
point,
to work
right?
it out. And I think that's what they're working out now. We're in that phase. But
yeah.
Listen, would you want to work with... Listen, if I threw a chair in your face, right?
Yeah.
Or I was the catalyst for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to want to work with me. You're going to say F this guy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of this is just rational anger. And you can't put, like, I don't blame the Bucks for being like, I don't want to work with these lunatics. But, you know, like, Ace Steele's the one that got fired. And that says something.
Right, right.
You know, that I think there's so many moving parts here where they are just fixing now. Mm-hmm. But as far as this is happening, yeah. I know that this is from the network side. I know that they're very excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me if there was pressure from Warner to get Punk back.
Yeah.
I never heard that there was any kind of like direct, like you need to bring this guy back, mm-hmm. but they're not against him coming back whatsoever.
Right.
There's been no conversation as far as like, no, you can't have that guy on your property. He's too, whoa.
Yeah.
Phil's too wacky. Like that has not happened.
Yeah. Cause you know what? That higher structured, like, you know, much like USA with WWE, like, listen, they care about money at the end of the day. It's not like, oh, you know, like feelings are not a problem or an issue when it comes to this stuff. Yes. You want to accommodate the individual, but sometimes, you know, there could be somebody going, hey, listen, just make it happen. All right. We don't care how you get there. Just get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else do I have here? Let me go through this note here.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything, MG?
He left.
He's gone. Okay. Never mind. He's dead.
I'm here. I'm here.
Get up the sauna. No.
Sorry, I had my I was muted, so you didn't yell at me for making noises. So the only other thing to mention is Dax Hardwood confirmed
Harwood,
on his podcast.
Not Hardwood, Harwood.
I think he's watching.
I like hard. Okay,
what are you watching? What
are you watching those movies?
Just
again,
what
man?
Came around.
He's not on YouTube. He's on that other two.
Yeah, so he confirmed that Punk missed wrestling and wants to come back.
Yeah,
so
of course.
This is all falling in line with what you've heard and everything.
Yeah.
So there's obviously been some dialogue. I think that's the point, right? So,
of course. I don't believe there's any kind of problems between Tony and Punk right now.
No.
So, very interesting stuff here. Very, very interesting stuff. Listen, man, you see those dynamite ticket sales,
yep.
And you're like, eh.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. It's not great.
Could be better.
Of course.
Always could be better.
You know, and a CM Punk could do that. But now the conversation is, okay, well, you got Punk. You need another one.
Exactly.
You know, and unfortunately, Andrade was not the guy. Miro was not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Alistair, in my opinion, he's being held back by being in a trios.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that guy is a great singles wrestler, and he would be great to do something with.
He did get a little loss after his feud with Cody.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. You know, Cody could have been, it's amazing how they had Cody and they didn't do it with him.
Mm-hmm.
That I will never challenge for the title nonsense.
He stuck himself in the corner with that one.
Just terrible, yeah. terrible. Because you know what? You could have had the number you had. And also this is a great contrast, right? The Machine is able to create that guy and tell you that this is the guy mm-hmm. and you're going to like him. And guess what? People did.
Right.
So who's, they need to think of a big acquisition.
Right, and make them big.
Like Andre the Giant big?
Oh, yeah.
You know, who would be available? You know, that would make sense.
It's tough now in the wrestling landscape.
Oh, Switchblade is there now, which
Switchblade's
is cool.
there now, which is awesome. You know, but also he's not like... If you want to take a step back and look at the bigness of, like, let's say, like a Cody with his entrance and the meticulousness of everything that goes into it, AEW doesn't really have that with anybody, right? They don't have that pageantry with a lot of people. Maybe Kenny, if they went full bore with Kenny,
if they decided to do that with Kenny, I think there would be something intriguing there.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the crossover audience.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, a lot of conversation about Drew
mm-hmm.
and Drew's contract.
Would Drew survive and thrive in AEW, or would he just be like another like muscle guy? You know.
I think Drew, you know, if there was one, I would put my money on Drew because yeah. he has a great crossover appeal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk about international, you know, this UK show is not a coincidence.
Right.
They have plans to do some stuff, you know, having a Drew McIntyre. I'm not saying that Drew's showing up today. I don't know his contract.
Right.
I don't know what's going on there, but
don't quote Andrew on that.
Don't. Bill Goldberg is another... Bill Goldberg versus CM Punk. That's the match at Forbidden Door.
That is the Forbidden Door. That would explode the Forbidden Door.
That would.
Big running by Tanahashi.
By Tanahashi.
No, okay. So, like, this is not a knock on talent. And, like, we never want to knock talent at all. But, like, you know, you mentioned Andrade and Miro. And it's interesting, like, the way wrestling has unfolded in the last few years, you kind of realize, like, these are, like, blue chip players that need to be coached, it seems. You know, where Miro coming out on a tank at WrestleMania to wrestle John Cena. You know, what a huge moment. Probably the biggest moment in his career, right?
Yeah.
Now, in AEW, people might say, like, what happened to this guy? You know, this guy, we were expecting this guy to be the bigger, brighter thing on our television, like this unstoppable force. And you didn't really get that, you know? Maybe the guys don't have that kind of like wherewithal to say like, hey, this is a good story I want to be involved in. And that's why your main event guys have that ability, you know?
Yeah.
Like, look at Austin, for example. Austin was notorious for saying yes and no to stuff, right?
Yeah, but I think once, it's also a different time, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. They were far more aggressive back then
right.
for your spot.
For your spot.
You know,
creative.
There was, but you also, you know, like you had access to Vince and Austin mm-hmm. was the golden goose.
Right.
So obviously you're going to have way more say. Brett had more say. You mm-hmm. know, if you're the top guy, you always have more say. I'm sure MJF has a lot of say also.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things that I'm hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
For AEW and WWE this summer that I can't confirm, but.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be a hot summer for wrestling. A very hot summer for wrestling.
Oh, forget it.
So let's move on. And then, guys, listen, we'll come back to this,
mm-hmm.
but get your questions ready because I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to ask something that I've missed.
Right. MG, throw all those questions into a queue. We've been getting a lot of them.
Already on it, buddy.
All our super chats, everything. If you want,
unless you want to go right into the questions now and hell with, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We didn't realize that. It's 11:22 already. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You want to just Did we really miss anything this week that happened?
So the draft is happening, right? They're renaming the King and Queen of the Ring pay-per-view to Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking place in Saudi Arabia, May 27th. That would be Roman's 1,000th day.
That's when he loses to Cody.
No.
Yeah.
Day one, they're going to have a big celebration. Big celebration in Saudi Arabia for that. SummerSlam is nearly sold out. Right now, there's about 3,700 available tickets. Mm-hmm. Current capacity is 39,000. I'm sure they'll announce somewhere around 40-something. AEW Forbidden Door is sold out, essentially, also with 99 tickets available.
Wow.
12,972 is the current setup. There's about 2,000 on the resale market, though. And at the Rampage taping, Wheeler announced to the crowd that FTR has signed a new 4-year deal with AEW.
Very cool.
Yeah. HBO is also rebranding their service to Max. A lot of people ask me, what does this mean for AEW? I don't know. I don't know what it means for AEW.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not announced where this show is airing.
Very interesting.
The Wembley Stadium show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they could do a Max exclusive. That would be cool.
It would be really cool. And listen,
are you going to do two pay-per-views back-to-back? Because I know All Out is still happening. Can you get $50 from both week after week?
I think so.
I have a thought.
I have a thought.
Remember,
on
you
this.
And I, mm-hmm. we come from a generation that's used to paying for pay-per-views.
That's true.
used to pay $50 every time, twice a month, three times a month sometimes for mm-hmm. pay-per-views because there were three pay-per-views that month. A lot of people are not. It's been reconditioned to not pay for pay-per-views.
Also, how great would it be if MJF still has that belt and they go see and he goes, see how great I am? They renamed an entire streaming service after
Max.
Him.
Yeah, they named it after him.
Max.
I'm sure he's going to say that. Go ahead.
Amazing.
So I I was thinking about this. What if, because you not only do you have the after All Out, you have the Arthur Ashe show like 2 weeks later. What if they combined those instead of doing the Grand Slam on a Wednesday, or they could do and then come back pay per view in the same building in your neighborhood on a Saturday night and do something in that venue.
Say that again. I wasn't listening to you.
So
LDR, man.
So using the Arthur Ashe Stadium as
that's going to be a All Out. That's a Dynamite. No. Mm. They're not doing All Out there. Mm. I would love All Out to be an Arthur Ashe.
I'm just
I'd love All Out
to
be at Citi Field. Holy shit.
Yeah.
All Out at Citi Field?
Rich just wants Citi Field for years.
I just
want
Citi Field.
I also just want Citi Field. I went to my first game of the season the other day. Oh, unbelievable. Mets won 2-5. 5-2. How good it was. And I guess before the questions, I guess one last little bit of notes. Sonata beat Okada.
Sonata beat Okada to win the IWGP World Championship.
Looked like $1 million,
yeah.
Too.
He looks better now.
Yeah.
He new look.
Mm-hmm.
Nice clean face.
Did you see him outside of a Five Guys? Because now his group is called the Five Guys.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
Hysterical. You want to do questions?
Let's do questions. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room. If you do a super chat, we will answer it first.
Guys, we got a super chat here from Cadillac Carson.
Yeah,
good morning.
One of my favorites.
Same here. Good morning. I totally overslept. Going back to listen to the beginning of the show. Thank you, Matt Men Bros.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cadillac.
Great hat on that guy.
Much appreciate.
Matt, great hat.
This is from Schreier. Thanks, Schreier. Andrew and French TK, will the new Max streaming service have a pay-per-view area and host AEW content?
French Tony, what do you want to see on HBO Max?
I'm not French Tony Khan.
French Tony Khan's not here? Hold on, let me get him on the line. French Tony Khan, you there?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Tony. How are you?
I am...
Forget it. The bit's dead.
You fucking fizzled that bit. MG, you should have been switching.
Yeah, MG. It's
let's do that again. Let's do that again.
All right. Hold on. We got French Tony Khan on the line. Tony?
Hello?
French Tony Khan? Oh.
Zut alors. It is my favorite wrestling personality, Andrew Zarian.
Thank you.
Andre Zarian.
What's going on with CM
Much
Punk?
Like Andre the Giant, you are a giant in your field of podcasting.
Thank you, Tony.
You're very welcome.
What's going on with CM Punk?
Who? The Cookie Monster Punk. So the cat is out of the bag here. We are dedicating an entire show to the gentleman I call my best friend, CM Punk. He's going to hold all the belts, the TBS title, the TNT title. He's the new CEO of TNT and Warner. He's the CFO of TBS.
Wow, that's a lot.
He's going to be the first one to beat Jade Cargill for her title.
That would be nice. Merci, merci.
Merci, merci, oui, 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 oui.
Oui, thank you, Tony. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Rich, were you stepped out for a second.
Yeah, did I miss something?
Yeah, it's Tony called.
Oh, that guy's great.
The French one. The French one.
The French one.
Yeah.
We got another one from Schreier here. Over under Nick Aldis or Drew McIntyre debut at Wembley. That would be cool. And will French Tony Khan go all in and channel Snidely Whiplash Vince McMahon? Could you afford another long-distance phone call to French Tony
I can't,
Khan?
Dude. It's an 800 number. You know how much I'm paying for that?
He is a smart businessman. Very sad. It's a 900 number.
It's a 900 number.
Nick Aldis showing up at Wembley would be fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool.
Some people are not, like, what a great pro wrestling look that guy has. Right?
Nick Aldis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great world champion look. When he had that NWA title and the way he would carry it, like, yeah, like, okay, I get it. Feels right.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to do questions for the rest of the show. Just submit them in the chat and we'll add them to our queue. This is from Pro Wrestling Joe. Are AEW and Warner Brothers Discovery negotiating a new TV deal right now? Do you know if that's actually an active thing?
I don't know if it started officially, but I know that this is playing a part in the new deal, having this Saturday show. So I don't know how active the conversation is. I know that both sides are very embedded with each other. So I don't see it being like, well, we don't want AEW. I think they realize how important that content is. I don't know what that number is. I don't know what kind of number we're... Are we looking at a $100 million a year deal? You know, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. $120 million. I mean, that would change the... I don't know how much it would change AEW, but I think it would definitely solidify it in okay, well, we're safe to do some cool stuff.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know that number, but if you're talking $100 million to justify... For a show that's giving you a million viewers a week on each one, I think that's you know.
I kind of, I hope they end up on HBO Max. It's my favorite streaming service. It'll just be kind of cool. It's also the best streaming service, I think. This is from Hogan. Is a two-stadium mania feasible? Yankee Stadium and Citi Field?
No.
No, Yankee Stadium is a brutalistic nightmare.
Dude, that first of all, that place is a mausoleum.
It's gross. Like a crypt. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It is a mausoleum. Citi Field is the most family friendly, amazing stadium I've
not think that it, we're biased or anything.
Yeah. There. Not that we live 5 minutes away from Citi Field. But it would be cool. Like if they did Citi Field and Arthur Ashe for like a 2 day mania, you could kind of have that. Maybe.
I don't think they can because the season starts.
Okay.
That's the problem. And they need like days to do it. That's a big problem with those stadiums.
This is from Aaron. One of AEW's biggest critics is that they're too wrestler-friendly and they only cater to hardcore wrestling fans, according to certain outlets. What is one thing from the Fed you would do to AEW?
Listen, WWE, this is the way that I look at WWE. It's not pro wrestling anymore. It's right. Its own thing. Like that whole sports entertainment thing that that Vince has been shoving in our face for like 40 years.
Yeah.
It happened. This is it. This is sports entertainment. They're not professional wrestling. Do they wrestle? Yes. Is it wrestling? I don't know. I don't know how you define it, but it's way bigger than it ever was. I don't think AEW is only catering to hardcore fans. I think it's catering to people that like professional wrestling and see it as that. You know what's really funny? My kids watched, I had AEW on Wednesday, okay? And they came into the room. They were like, oh, what are you watching? I'm like, AEW, I'm watching wrestling. You know what Hunter told me? And Taylor, too. This isn't wrestling.
Smart kids.
Right? Interesting. They looked at Dynamite and said, this isn't wrestling.
Do you think they're experiencing what we did when we were kids, where we would watch like
WWE, and then you would put on WCW Saturday Night,
and be like, and you're "This like, is too adult."
it doesn't feel. I'm telling you, that disconnect is there.
So I watched that Dusty documentary.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way, on being at the beginning of it.
Thank you.
And also, shout out to us because we got credited at the end of that.
We did get credited at the
end. Pretty effing sweet. That AEW doc. If you want to check it out, it's really good. It's on A&E, and Andrew, Denise, and
Dave
are all in like a little audio clip in the beginning. So I watched it with Vicky, right? And it was very well made. We sat there for 2 hours and watched it. And she was like, "Oh, did you like that stuff when you were a kid?" I was like, "No. I missed a lot of this stuff because when I was a kid and it was on TV, I'd be like, this is too adult for me. This is just like grown men with grown men problems. I don't give a shit."
Like a guy with a beer belly and a receding hairline fighting in a ring. Yeah.
Like a Harley race and a Dusty and the Horseman.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 7 years old and then the guy on your TV is effing Hulk Hogan.
You can't compare the two.
Right.
Flair stood out. Sting stood out. Luger stood out for me. So I'm thinking...
Yeah, Hogan and Macho Man and Andre the Giant. Big, you know? Fighting cartoony problems, but...
Fighting cartoony problems.
Overarching problems, right?
But listen, when did you watch... But here's the other thing, right? When did you watch wrestling when you were a kid?
What do you mean, when?
When was it on?
Saturdays.
Saturdays at like 10 or 11. It was like 11 o'clock on Saturday, noon on Saturday, right? On Fox.
Yeah.
They were catering exclusively to us.
Right. Smart.
And then, so you're watching this and it's cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching a cartoon and you're watching these clips of Hulk Hogan. You're like, I got to watch Saturday Night's main event.
Who is this guy?
On? You know, Sid Justice showed up and this guy was in WCW and nobody cared. And he shows up in WWE, and as a kid, I'm like, wow, because of the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they need to cater to kids more in some capacity.
Right. But do you think your kids are experiencing that, what we experienced when they were just like, what is this?
Because they're not as big. The glitz and the glam is not there. Right. And for kids, you need the cartoonish stuff.
They don't want to see Moxley bleed.
They don't want to see Moxley bleed. But, you know, how do you present them with a product that they would watch? It's very far removed from a kid's product. However, they have a video game coming out.
Yep.
They got toys in the stores
that
grown adults are buying.
I do think those AEW toys are more for adults than anything.
Yeah, but you know what? You're not... It becomes very unsustainable. What is happening there? He turned his CPAP machine on.
I think he put
my mic arm is...
What's happening with you? What's going
on? Did you put your mic next to like your lower intestine? Are you having gas right now?
It's just my mic arm. I'm sorry. I'll mute myself.
It's his arm, dude.
Are you getting a colonoscopy right now?
Dude, he's like the Tin Man. You got to oil him up. His joints are...
You know what?
I start calling him the Tin Man. Hold on. You want me to activate him?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it, though.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it.
Okay. I'll activate him. I swear to God, I'll activate him. He starts screaming 1770. He is the Manchurian Candidate. I programmed him.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's going
to... You're going to make this poor guy walk all the way from the swamps of Michigan to New York?
To New York. No, he's going further down.
No. Oh, boy.
Can I show you what he left... when I saw him in Chicago in the room?
Sure.
I'm going to show you this, but you can't show it, okay?
All right, can't.
Putting the camera on me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this thing that he got. Look what he left. That fell out of his pocket. Isn't that unbelievable?
No, you know what? This is completely awful.
Don't show it.
He didn't do the magic trick where he pulled it out from behind your ear.
No, it just fell out of his pocket.
Oh, no. MG, you dastardly devil. Terrible, terrifying.
And nobody will ever know.
Do we know this guy?
Nobody will ever know what we're talking about.
So ashamed.
One day we're going to get really drunk on the air and we're going to expose the whole... side joke.
The whole debacle.
Yeah, the whole debacle.
Oh, we'll save that for a Patreon exclusive. But it's got to be a big one.
Oh, yeah. Huge one. Huge one.
Like, huge, huge. All right.
Right on his forehead, too.
Oh, man. All right.
All right.
This is from Young on Watch. What's the biggest shock to you throughout the CM Punk conundrum? You know what the biggest shock was?
What?
That CM Punk actually stands for Charlie Manson Punk.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Blown away.
You know, the fact that we could break really important stuff on the show,
mm-hmm.
and still do what we do,
mm-hmm.
is the most interesting part of this show for me.
Does it make you happy?
It does. Listen. I can't do this on Observer Live.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
You think so?
I think you could. I think maybe like a quarter of the Observer crowd would get it, and then the other half would be like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I need analytics and data. Give me numbers. What's the biggest shock to you throughout the CM Punk conundrum?
I would say the fact that what did he tear? His bicep? He tore his...
Something.
The fact that he got injured.
I thought it was his tricep.
His tricep. The fact that he tore his tricep and he was out for months was the biggest shock. You know what, though? If he hadn't torn it, what would have happened?
After the scrum.
Yeah. Like, if he hadn't torn his tricep, would the story... Like, would he have just...
Maybe he wouldn't have been as pissed, and maybe he wouldn't have gone off the rails at that scrum.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would this have been resolved sooner, I think, is the question, right?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it would not have been resolved. Because remember, they fell into limbo because they couldn't get rid of him because he was hurt. That was part of the problem, too,
yeah.
Which kind of worked out in the end now. Or it hasn't worked out yet. We're hoping. The biggest shock was that he tore his tricep. That was the biggest shock.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Guys, keep your questions coming. We're going to be doing this for another 5 minutes, and then we're going to leave. So we're going to leave the feed on.
Yeah.
So it's just Andrew's chair and a blue curtain.
Yeah.
Let's see here. MG, what happened to the queue?
It's there.
It looks like it disappeared. All I see is super chats.
I hope that there's some crossover with HBO and we get to see Kenny Omega in the new Game of Thrones series.
There we go.
I got it.
This is what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Dunkin' Egg, that new series that they're going to be doing mm-hmm. on Dunkin' Egg from Game of Thrones. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know who Dunkin' Egg is?
No.
Okay. Have you read the books at all?
The first two.
Okay. So there's like a side story of Dunkin' Egg. And Egg is a Targaryen. Harry Targaryen. He's a Targaryen. And he's really horny, dude. Like Harry.
Yeah.
So it's like the adventures they go on. I think it should be Tony Khan and CM Punk.
I think those two
should be casted in there.
Do you think they're going to end up, this is a question for me. Do you think Tony and CM Punk are going to be on the behind the scenes show?
You know what? You want to pop that rating. What a great way to pop it with that behind the scenes of CM Punk and, you know, them trying to make it work.
The episode that you've been all waiting for. Did you watch the Sammy Guevara like makeup with Eddie Kingston?
No, I didn't watch it.
It was good. Eddie Kingston totally blew him off.
He's like,
potna later. It was great.
They danced around that in those first two episodes. They've really danced around the whole Punk stuff. Like trying to avoid.
You got like 10 more
minutes.
So guys, we got 10 minutes.
Rapid fire.
All right. This is from Tatsuo Noko Girl. With all the Punk and Collision news taking over lately, do you think the Owen Hart tournament and Death Before Dishonor are still happening this year?
Yes. Yeah, they are happening. When is Death Before Dishonor supposed to be?
MG?
I will look it up for you. See if they can. I don't know if they've even announced it yet.
Well, I don't. Let me check. Let me see. When do they do this normally? This is their big pay-per-view, right?
That's
this
like
is
in June, right? Maybe I'm wrong about that.
July.
Okay.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's still happening.
It's got it, yeah.
Yeah, midsummer. All of them are around June, July. Like third week in July.
Do we see Punk in Ring of Honor? That would be great.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, have them win that Ring of Honor title.
That would solve a lot of problems, right?
That would solve a lot of problems.
I think with Pop Ring of Honor, I'll tell you that. It would definitely give them a little leg up here. Wasn't that Kingston and Punk match really different when they had that match? I like that.
Oh, me too.
They did it where he just freaking knocked them out immediately.
Yeah.
Love that.
This is a good one from Aaron. Do you think Sonata and Mercedes should main event Forbidden Door 2?
They should definitely be there. Both of them. I think Mercedes has to be there.
Yes.
And
Jamie Hayter.
Okay, I this is how I see it happening, right? You have Jamie and her go one-on-one.
Yep.
Okay? Schmoz ending, where Paige and her deviants get involved.
Yeah.
And now you set up Mercedes and maybe Tony or Mercedes and Paige. You know what? You do Mercedes and Paige.
Yeah.
Soraya.
I'm with you.
You set that match up at Wembley. Big match.
Yeah.
Right?
Big match.
Big match.
Big.
So I have a question on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we didn't mention it, but the Mercedes is defending her title at the big Stardom show in like next week, I think. And Dave seems to think that she may not have any more dates.
I heard it was a 2-date commitment, right?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if she's dropping that title. That'll change things.
Anything if you get her for Forbidden Door and she just has a regular match? I mean, you could still do her and Jamie. It doesn't have to be title.
Course. Yeah. Of course. But I'm just saying, if that's what they're doing, you know, this maybe she isn't committing to doing anything with AEW.
Here's the other thing, right? You got that second show. Wouldn't you want Mercedes now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's even more of a reason to get her. And yeah. I think Mercedes should beat Jade.
Ooh, I like that.
That would be a very realistic opponent for her.
Excuse me.
All right. What else do we have?
Let's see here. Do you know what makes Daddy Magic's nipples hard?
He has very sensitive nips. They're just always hard. It's like mine.
Do you get sensitive nips?
They protrude.
The older you get, the more sensitive your nips are.
No, my nips are fine.
Your nips are fine?
Yeah.
Are you concerned about
your
nip health?
I got small ones.
I don't think I've ever seen your nips.
I'll show you later. I'll show you at the bar.
I see a lot of people. This is from EMC 4K. I see a lot of people fantasy booking CM Punk and FTR versus the Elite. For such a big show, wouldn't you want to spread out the card and make Punk versus MJF for the title and Bucks versus FTR?
No, I don't think it's going to be Punk and MJF for the title yet because you can't take them and put them in a main title picture without pissing the entire locker room off.
They got to slow it down.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be FTR. Listen, CM Punk and FTR versus the Elite is a humongous match to have. I don't think logistically it's happening right now. Or if it does, then that would be unbelievable. But today, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. This is from David. Not a question, just sharing my love for all of your hard work on the show.
Thank you, David.
It doesn't go unnoticed, and I just want all of you involved to know that you matter and that you're very much appreciated.
Oh, that's such a very... That's the sweetest thing anybody's ever said to me, to be honest.
... except MG Geek.
Except MG Geek.
Thank you, David. Appreciated. Even MG Geek.
Thanks, David.
this is a good question right here. This is from Major Carver. Do you think AEW fears the internet a little too much and tries to protect everyone instead of picking a few stars and putting the rocket on them?
No. I think they have plans for people. A lot of this is growing pains, you know, but think of that roster. Think of who they have and where they should be. You know, right now, that world title position, right? Who's the number one contender for it?
For AEW?
Yeah.
Who is the number one contender for it?
Who is the number one contender?
That's what I
obviously you're good. They're going to do something with the pillars. They may do that four pillars match, right? Mm-hmm. That's one aspect.
It seems to be what they're setting up.
I'm thinking Sting. I mean, they set up something with Sting, didn't they? With MJF.
They just used Sting as kind of a catalyst to get Darby Allin a little more over, I think.
You know what? That stadium show should be Sting. That stadium show should be Sting versus MJF.
You know,
maybe his last match.
Maybe his last match. Yeah, he said he's retiring after this year.
That would be cool.
Didn't he? He said that, right?
He said his time is ending. His time is
Showtime's Showtime's going away. I do like that Darby said that Sting wasn't his dad the other day.
He's not my real dad. Is that how he said it?
Yeah, that's how he said it. And then Sting came out.
Stormed out of the room and then slammed his door.
I am your dad.
This is from Alex. I love you guys. Kalo Pasha from Athens, Greece. Happy Easter, bud.
Happy Easter. Christos Anesti, Alex.
There you go.
Christos Anesti.
Easter with a nasty.
How many times are you going to hear that tomorrow?
I'm going to two Greek Easters tomorrow.
You are going to two Greek Easters, yeah.
Shout out to Greek Easter.
How much lamb? The whole neighborhood. I'm going to tell you something. This whole neighborhood turns into a lamb roast.
It's not
goats
bad.
Are roasted. Lambs are roasted. The whole town. Even the Irish are cooking goats in this town. It's unbelievable. But they're not. They're just sacrificing them. They're not eating it.
That's how you summon St. Patrick.
That is how you summon St. Patrick.
Your neighborhood is a bunch of pagans? Is that what you're saying?
A bunch of pagans here.
This is from D. Eddie. Summer of Punk? No, we need the Summer of Hunk. Hey, it's from BC Knight. Cody Roman 2 at Night of Champions?
No. I'm going to say no. I don't think yet.
Okay.
I don't think you do that now. Maybe SummerSlam. You wait a little bit. There's a lot of room there. I think I think SummerSlam would make more sense, no? Than Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. I think by Saudi Arabia, man.
Yeah.
That's when Cody wins. But do you think the Saudi audience will be receptive to the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes?
No, because they love Kurt Angle. They loved Hogan. He came out to I'm an American.
True.
Remember? And they popped insane to him.
Let's see. This is from Ali.
Hold on.
Oh, no. I think I saw someone mentioning that Miro was backstage at Supercard of Honor. Any news about him? Is he close to coming back?
I hope so, dude. I hope so. I very much like him.
Mm.
I like the Redeemer stuff.
Yeah.
It was bonkers for sure, but I very much liked it. And he's such a good talent. And like, why is he not being used? I know that there's creative issues, but all the guy wants to do is have some great matches.
I think if you made him like a monster heel again, that's the way to do it, right?
Maybe he messes up CM Punk and you could do that program. I mean, that
imagine like a monster heel tag team of Miro and Jeff Cobb.
You know what I saw in my visions?
Okay.
By the way, I have started to manifest again, mm-hmm. Okay?
Oh, okay.
My manifestations of becoming friends with David Arquette, it's happening.
You know, if you manifest too much, you grow hair on the palms of your hands.
Well, that's how the pandemic happened.
Hmm.
No, that's the other M.
No, that was JD Saloon.
Yeah, that was JD Saloon. That's where it happened, right? It was JD Saloon.
It wasn't that lab overseas. Yeah. It was the dirtiest bar on the planet in our neighborhood.
You know what would be very interesting? If CM Punk interjected himself in the Bullet Club.
It would be cool.
I would love to see that.
Like, but like the Juice Robinson, like the Bullet Club Gold, like Juice... Jay and CM Punk.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's interesting when at the beginning of the show you said like if you would think about the trajectory of trajectory of pro wrestling, and if AEW doesn't make it and the CM Punk thing fizzled, it would be that moment, right? Now you could start that AEW documentary with look what happened, look what came out of the Bullet Club, pretty much our entire company, and look what ended it.
Yeah.
Like the most un-Bullet Club guy, you know? It's very interesting. I don't think she should have anything to do with Bullet Club.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. This is from Cadillac. Is it possible that this all, the CM Punk thing might just fall through at the last minute?
I would be shocked. Nothing is impossible. You don't know what could happen. You don't know what conversations could happen. You don't know how people could react. But I would say at this point, it's very deep. And if it doesn't happen, I think this would definitely bring some sort of difficulty with Warner.
Yeah.
You know, getting a 2-hour time slot. You're not getting a 2-hour time slot because, you know, you don't have CM Punk.
Right.
And you don't have the star power. You're getting it because you do, and you could guarantee something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to guarantee ratings.
Ready for another one?
Yes.
From Corey. Who should defeat Orange Cassidy for the international title?
Jeff Jarrett. Yeah. I want Jeff Jarrett with that. You know what match I want to see? Jeff Jarrett and CM Punk.
I want to see Jeff Jarrett versus everybody.
I want to see Jeff Jarrett versus everybody. This version of Jeff Jarrett, I enjoy so much on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost what is it when you fall in love with your captor?
Stockholm Syndrome.
I think I've developed Stockholm Syndrome, with the My World theme.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it used to make me feel ill. Now, I look forward to it. And I'm like, look how handsome he is. Look at that hair. Look at that body. Look at the moves. Look at the strut.
Look at the strut.
And I'm going to say it. Jarrett's strut is a far better strut than Flair's. I'm saying it right now.
Oh, that's interesting.
He does the little wiggle. He does that prep wiggle, mm-hmm. and then he goes in a little bit, and then he does this.
A lot of shoulders. And then,
a lot of shoulders.
Here's an interesting quote here, and I think you're about to drop some news.
Yeah.
Bullet Club Goldberg?
No. You can't say that. You can't say that because Wrestling Inc. will publish something that I did not say. I can't say that guy's name too often.
Mwah. imagine that. That's my terrible Jay White impression. No. We got a new member to Bullet Club Gold. I'm the knife pervert. We got the juice man. And we got Gold Bear.
And what does he do?
He's totally Bullet Clubbed out, right? And then just, I don't know, man. What does he do? What does he do?
What does he do?
Who's next to sweet me? Bullet Club Goldberg. The newest memorable.
Do you know what the girls in my office are calling me right now? Chunky Zarian. I'm in a group chat with them, and they're watching us, and they're calling me Chunky Zarian because I put on like 10 pounds this week. They're monsters, these two.
Listen, ladies, I've never met you, but I love you.
Yeah. Camille's a monster. Julia's half a monster. Chunky Zarian, that's what they're calling
me. That's hysterical. I know it's going to bother you at like 3 in the morning. It's you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh, at least I slapped my hair. let's see.
Oh God!
All right, let's do like two more questions, and let's get out of here. I'm hungry. Get some lunch.
Yeah.
You want to come, MG?
Sure.
This is from Pro Wrestling Joe. Do you think the Elite could possibly let their contracts expire because of Punk's return?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so. Listen, Elite going to WWE? Now?
I don't think now. I think that was in the cards up until now.
I don't. Listen, man.
Never say never.
Never say never. I don't think that's... I would be shocked.
Yeah. AJ Styles is one of the best examples of never say never.
AJ Styles is a perfect...
Who'd have thought he would have become a WWE lifer?
Yeah. And he had options to leave. Yep. He didn't want to take it.
Synonymous with WWE at this point.
Because he's comfortable with his life.
Yeah.
You know, he has a family. He has kids. He has a guaranteed job.
Mm-hmm.
He's on TV. He does cool stuff. They put him in. And you know, he's very well respected.
Yeah.
Like, I only hear positivity.
Right.
And he had, like, from 2016 on, he feuded with the best of the best and had the best matches out of them.
Killer matches.
He's on everything that, you know, him going in the WWE Hall of Fame is a great story. This is a guy that was offered Bopka. Nothing.
Yeah, Bupkis.
Bupkis.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
What happened? All right, what else?
We got somebody in the chat saying they asked a bunch of questions and that we didn't answer them. I didn't see any of this stuff.
Who?
This guy, Victor.
Victor?
Victor. I'll find one of your questions right now.
Submit it
there
again.
We go. Oh, he's not adding question marks. That's why.
Is that how you determine the question?
No. Listen, you know what? I don't know about you, but when I read something and there's a question mark at the end of it, that's a fucking question.
How about the Ask Matt Men?
No, nothing. No tags, no question marks. There we go. All right. Do you think Cody will actually take the title from Roman? I believe it's going to be Seth Rollins.
I think they should. Will they? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but they should. Right?
For Seth?
But why would they do that? You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, that's... Then that gets into, like, he wanted to drop it to Seth, but not Cody?
If you watch that... Did you watch the Dusty documentary?
Yeah.
If you watched it, it makes you seem like they're doing the Dusty thing with Cody. That it's, like, just out of reach until it's, like, this insane moment.
I most likely, yeah.
You know, where
it'll be better than what we thought would have happened at WrestleMania.
That's what everybody's telling me at WWE. Yeah. They're like, listen, we have this concept. We have this idea. Mm-hmm.
If you think it's going to be big, this is going to be big.
If you think, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. This is a good one. This is a good one from, I think, Cadillac Carson saved the day right here. Hold on. Not that the day needed saving, but the Seinfeld crew are wrestling it all in. Who are their opponents?
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Go ahead.
You know what they need to do? This reminded me. They need to bring back dinner and a movie.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But it's dinner and some wrestling. And the host is RJ City and Renee Paquette.
Okay.
Okay? I would watch that all the time where RJ and Renee are cooking up some dish, you know? RJ with, you know, like I would love to see that show.
Renee had like a cooking / drinking show on YouTube.
See?
Already.
Like, didn't Brandy have that?
Oh, no, it was Brandy. That was Brandy. Maybe both of them did. I don't know.
I love
Renee had a cooking thing going, also, too.
Renee had a cookbook.
Renee had a cookbook, and Brandy had the drinking thing, right? The cocktail thing?
Yeah. Shots with Brandy. Yeah.
That's right. That was pretty good.
I would have RJ. Also, back to my manifestation of David Arquette. It's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. With RJ City. I manifested so much that I got RJ instead of David.
Okay.
And they're friends. Mm-hmm. So now it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. We're going to become best pals.
Okay. I want to see this.
RJ and I are going to go bicycling to Port Washington and come back together.
On a tandem bike?
Yeah. On a tandem bike.
I want to see this happen.
Me too. Very much so.
Imagine, would you be upset if you met like somebody you really liked in the wrestling business and they just outright fucking hated you?
Yeah, sure. Of course. I'm like, what have I done to you, dude? I'm sure there's a couple of those guys.
Like, if you met RJ City and he was like, shake your hand. It was just like,
spit on me.
Ugh, this guy, I don't want to talk to you. You met Rikishi and he was like, ugh.
Isn't that Taz? Didn't Taz do that to me?
No, Taz complained.
Taz followed me. Taz likes me now.
Taz likes you now. Yeah. He forgot about the
t-shirt.
T-shirt
incident.
Gate.
Yeah, t-shirt gate.
Let's see. Seinfeld are wrestling at All In. Okay. Who are their opponents?
George. We'll start with George.
Wardlow.
George is wrestling Wardlow. Yeah. Elaine.
The nerve of this guy.
Elaine and Tony Storm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Elaine has to wrestle Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill. It's Jade. Yeah. 100%. It's Elaine and Jade. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's Jerry and Darby Allin? Who's this boy?
His dad's lurking around. Who's what is
dad?
This?
Kramer.
What about Kramer?
Oh, Danhausen.
Kramer and Danhausen.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. That's all right.
Okay.
I was going to say Kramer and Hobbs.
I was going to say Kramer and
Doomtrap was on the same page.
Kramer and Moxley? No. It's Jerry and Moxley.
He's bleeding everywhere. I don't know what to do with this guy.
So much blood.
All right. You want to do a couple more?
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll leave.
Yeah, we'll leave.
All right.
Kramerhausen.
Newman versus MJF. That kind of be funny. Sexiest male wrestler alive. Share it with the class, guys.
Oh, man. Sexiest male wrestler. It has to be Randy Orton and his slithery skin.
It's very slithery.
Very slithery. Well, like a snake.
I think if you're objectively looking at it, Roman gets a lot of love.
Roman is a handsome boy. Yeah. Roman definitely probably now. Yeah.
Roman gets a lot of love on all, I think, man crushes and lady crushes.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Let's see. Are King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring happening in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, but they're not calling it that.
What are they calling it?
Oh, maybe they're not happening in Saudi Arabia. I don't know. They changed the name of the pay-per-view, so I don't know if they're still going to continue doing it there or what.
This is a good one from Germ Johnson. What will happen to Peacock when UFC and WWE merge?
As far as I know, that WWE programming, listen, they're in a contract negotiation, so anything could change, right? Mm-hmm. But I know that they're very embedded with the NBC Universal world. I don't think there's going to be much of a change on that side.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I got to see how long the deal is. I think it expires when the deal expires, right?
It does, right?
Yeah.
One second here. It's weird that these are not either. I don't know how to use the filter, or it's just this is from Adrian. Any news on Hammerstone's contract?
I don't have any info on that. I'll find out.
Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. This is from Maddie, Western Australia. This is a good one. Dustin's last match at Wembley.
He could do that. Is he retiring?
He said he was kind of winding down, right?
They're all winding down. It gets hard, man. It gets hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that. That'd be cool. Maybe he'll come out in gold.
That'd be cool. A lot of Goldustberg.
Goldustberg. We had that already.
Would you want to see Goldberg in full Goldust makeup?
I definitely want to see that. We got the wig, right? We got him in the wig.
There's going to be a lot of good fantasy booking coming out of like the next few months of especially AEW, you know?
It's going to be a very actually a lot of those fantasy bookings are going to happen.
What's your number one fantasy match that you want to see? Let's be the last question.
Right now for AEW?
Big fantasy match.
I want to see there's two. I want to see FTR and Kenny FTR and Punk versus the Elite.
Okay.
Cuz I think that's a big money match.
Absolutely.
I also want to see Kenny and Punk. I want to see Punk and Danielson.
Punk and MJF. Punk and Danielson, I think that's lost his luster for him.
No, really?
Yeah.
I still want to see it. I don't know why. MJF and Punk, I don't want to see for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some oddball matches. I want to see, like, Punk and Hook.
Okay. Punk and Hook.
Yeah, like, I want to see some wacko matches.
That'd be fun. I think we're going to...
Maybe, you know what? Punk and FTR win the trios titles. They beat Al. I want to see Punk and Alistair.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you need, like, for the Punk stuff to work, you need, like, good promo. You need to have a compatible promo. I think that's why the Jericho thing going forward is going to be fun. You know? What about Adam Cole? Adam Cole and Punk.
Oh, yeah. You know what's amazing? We're not talking about Adam Cole, and that is not good.
Okay.
That's not good.
Why is it not good?
Because I'm on the payroll, and Tony Khan tells me what to say on the show, right? Because he's out of it, right? So you're going to have to do something with him. So maybe he does something with Punk. I don't know.
Is Adam Cole like an interesting example of like a guy who is very beloved, like almost perception-wise getting lost in the shuffle?
Yeah. 100% he's getting lost in the shuffle. 100%.
You put Adam Cole on that show with CM Punk.
See what happens. Yeah, he might benefit from being on a separate show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I don't think it's a hard split. I think it's going to probably be like some weeks these guys are on the show and then they swap to Dynamite and then they swap.
Does Adam Cole benefit from joining Jay White and Juice?
He was a Bullet Boy.
Right.
Yeah. They need to get all those Bullet Boys. We need to do a chart and see all of them involved.
I think so.
It's amazing how those guys, that one stable.
Yeah.
Really has dominated the industry the last 10 years.
It produced mega talents across the board.
Right? It's 10 years old. 2013 it started, right?
And there are also guys who, you know, like you kind of forget about them a little bit. But for the most part, like the core guys, very memorable.
Every one of them, yeah.
Great workers. Cole versus Jericho at Double or Nothing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, there we go. Jeff Hardy. We didn't talk about Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Daddy's back. I don't want to see Jeff Hardy and Punk.
A lot of people were saying they want that, like the return of that angle.
I hated it.
Do you want to see Jeff Hardy, Punk, and Jericho in a ladder match?
Jeff Hardy, Punk, and Jericho. No, because I feel like they would all get hurt.
And that's the thing, man. Like, you don't want these guys to get hurt at all. You don't want Punk coming back, having a new show that's all about Punk, and then him get hurt again, right?
Yeah.
There's like a danger to like that damaged goods aspect of like buying all these big names and then seeing what happens, you know? Unfortunate part of the business.
So let me say this talent split, okay, is less soft than you would than what I'm alluding to here.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys will be on that show,
yeah,
and that is the show they're on. Other guys will be able to go back and forth. I don't know the logistics of this though. I don't know if they'll do a draft or they'll do a split or they'll announce it in that way. I don't know exactly how they're going to do this, but. Some guys will always be on Saturday, but other guys will be able to bounce back and forth.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like it's up to, there's like a sliding door there. You know, you can come and go.
as you please.
Yeah.
Athena versus Mercedes. It's a good dream match.
That's a cool match, too. I like Athena.
Jay White versus CM Punk. The promos alone would be fantastic.
Yeah, and those guys would have a really good match.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, right, man.
Should we do one more and end it?
Let's do one more.
One good one. Give me like a great one.
Guys, give us one more amazing question. It doesn't have to be a super chat. It could just throw it in the chat room. We'll read it.
There you go. I got one for you.
Go ahead.
What kind of muffins will be backstage going forward?
What kind of muffins will be backstage? No muffins. It's a no muffin zone from now on.
Okay.
Cadillac Carson, are you wearing pants right now? Yes.
Is that the question?
I don't know about MG, but you know, we're going out to lunch right now, so yeah.
I gotta put on pants. I was wearing shorts and my shorts were a little too short.
Oh really? Yeah. I think you should wear your short shorts.
They were like short. They were like the Daisy Dukes ones. Yeah. The Daisy Dukes
that you wear.
All right, are we done?
Truffle shuffle to end the show, Chunky Zarian.
Too chunky.
Now this guy's chunky. You're ruining lunch for me. This guy's not going to eat anything, and he's going to complain about this shit all afternoon.
I'm getting a freaking salad. Watch. Don't post a photo of my salad.
Did you notice that Solo stopped Heyman when he mentioned Fatu?
Yeah. Interesting.
Why do only online people call you Zarian, but no one in real life?
People in real life call me Zarian.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Give me examples.
At work.
Oh, at work.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah.
How does he know what they call me in real life?
I think he stalks you.
You think so?
Yeah,
you think he's like...
You have a lot of stalkers online. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Maybe he knows.
MG number one. MG was the number one stalker.
Actually, you know what's funny? My wife is called Zarian way more than me.
Oh, because she's in the school system.
Yeah.
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 They go by the last names.
All right. That's it, guys. I'm out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you all next. I'll see you tomorrow for Wrestling Observer Live.
See you tomorrow.
Be strong. God bless. Mm-hmm. Love all of you.
Gabagool.
And Gabagool.